Hello and welcome to a special episode. We from time to time have given you guys some updates on what is going on in the book world. So we are doing another episode of Busy Girls News. A quick recap to talk about what is going on Book Talk.
So for starters, for our Fourth Wing girlies, Rebecca Yarros recently released the blurb for the third book in the Empyrean series, Onyx Storm, and I will give you a little preview of that right now. So after nearly 18 months at Basgeith War College, Violet Soaringale knows there's no more time for lessons, no more time for uncertainty, because the battle has truly begun, and with enemies closing in from outside their walls and within their ranks, it's impossible to know who to trust. Now Violet must journey beyond the failing Eretian wards to seek allies from unfamiliar lands to stand with Navarre. The trip will test every bit of her wit, luck, and strength, but she will do anything to save what she loves, her dragons, her family, her home, and him. Even if it means keeping a secret so big it could destroy everything. They need an army, they need power, they need magic, and they need the one thing only Violet can find, the truth. But a storm is coming and not everyone can survive its wrath.
So what do y'all think of this promo? And there has been a lot of buzz on Book Talk about this promo and dissecting it, and it seems to confirm a theory that a lot of people have, that Violet's second signet is being a truth sayer of some form. And do y'all agree with that? Because I know we had different ideas in the Iron Flame Unhinged section about her second signet, but this kind of confirms that it's the truth.
I do think there is a heavy implication here. However, I also want to point out the line that says enemies from outside and within their ranks, because there was another theory that people who were like infected or whatever, I forget the word for it, but people who were like the bad
venom,
there we go, that they were already part of the War College and already in the ranks. And I feel like that also kind of confirms that theory.
I think the more I've watched TikTok since we've done that, you know, it's been, gosh, nearly a year. I think that's been the most credible theory. I'm still kind of rooting for she might be like an amplifier, but I think it's probably the truth sayer one.
Yeah. Well, I have been hoping that it would be something like new that we haven't seen before. But I also really like the implication that we're getting a lot more world building, which I am very excited for.
Yes. Leave those walls.
Yeah. No, we definitely need to get outside of Basgeith and Eretian. I don't know.
Yeah. Eretian. Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. No. And then also, so Rebecca Yarros did kind of get slipped up in a interview, and she basically confirmed that there's no book series without Zayden. So it kind of confirmed for a lot of people that Zayden's not going to die, which helps.
Also, though, some people are getting hints that maybe Dane is the real enemies to lovers.
Ooh, no.
My mom was talking about that to me the other day. I was like,
yeah. She like sort of said something that people are interpreting that way, so.
Yeah, I've heard that too, but I don't want to believe that one. So
correct.
Yeah.
Also, yes.
But y'all,
Team Eric.
I like Eric more. I do like Eric more. Are you guys excited to read January 2025?
Of course.
Yes. I hope it's a little more organized than the last book.
Oh, me too.
The last book drop, period.
But I will still read it.
Thanks. Yeah. We're going to be hanging on. That plot better make sense, girl. Okay. So in other news, Emily Henry recently announced that her next romance book will be called Great Big Beautiful Life and will be hitting bookshelves in spring 2025. Also, the film adaptation of her book People We Meet on Vacation has been casted. The main couple, Alex and Poppy, will be played by Tom Blythe, I think is how you pronounce it. Who you may know as Coriolanus Snow from the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes, and Emily Bader, who played Lady Jane Grey in Amazon's My Lady Jane. Her other novels, Beach Read, Book Lovers, Happy Place, and Funny Story, are all also in development for films.
And staying in the romance genre, Abby Jimenez also has a new book coming out next spring on April 1st. And she has released the cover and title. It's called Say You Remember Me. And it is most definitely a Taylor Swift reference. She has acknowledged she gets a lot of her book inspirations from Taylor Swift songs. And also, side note, if you don't follow Abby on TikTok, the content of her dogs, Tess and Stuntman Mike, and then her daughter, who's like a music prodigy. Yeah, and he's a Yorkie. Her TikTok content is the best. So check her out while you check out her new book.
It's two Yorkies and then like a hunting dog that just finds random critters. And she's like, I don't want it. I really don't want it. It's very cute. 10 out of 10 would recommend her TikTok content. Mm-hmm. So that kind of wraps up this short update episode, and we'll be back very soon with full episodes for our favorite time of year, spooky season, which will have 4 episodes out for the 4 weeks, 4 Mondays of October. In the meantime, follow us on social media at Busy Girls Pod, pretty much everywhere, and reach out to us if you have any book recommendations that you are dying to hear us review. And with that, I'm Catherine.
I'm Casey.
And I'm Caitlin. As always, thanks for listening. And when you get a chance, take a break with the Busy Girls Book Club.